If you've ever had a piano in your house, you know that sound. It's a piano tuner at work. Well, the business of piano tuning is very different today than it used to be. $1,000 iPad apps are now a key part of the profession. I stopped by one of the leading piano technology schools in the country to see for myself. The North Bennett Street School in Boston teaches bookbinding, cabinet and furniture making, jewelry repair, and piano technology. Debbie Sear is a longtime instructor at the school. She gave me a tour.
Over here on this side, we have the spinets. We have a Kimball spinet and a Baldwin studio. In the next room here, we have a couple of Baldwin spinets.
These are upright pianos, by the way.
Yes. Spinets are the cheaper end of the pianos. They're no longer manufactured, actually. They were really popular in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and even into the 70s. In here, we have a Pearl River upright, another Baldwin Acrosonic. These are the lower end. These are the pianos students don't like to tune. They have a lot of compromises when it comes to tuning and even to doing repairs. But that's what's out there. That's what Mrs. Jones has for her piano, and it needs to be tuned and repaired. We have soundproof tuning booths with uprights. We have a Steinway upright and a couple of Yamaha U1 uprights. The rooms are, as you can see, somebody's tuning in this room, and you barely hear them.
You can just barely hear. I'm going to put the mic up just so that you can hear what we can hear. Just very faint sound of a piano being tuned there through soundproof glass, almost soundproof.
Almost soundproof. We don't want really soundproof because people need to learn how to tune with sound going on around them. Mrs. Jones's house is not going to be soundproof. There'll be the kids and the dog and the dishwasher and noise in the kitchen.
The North Bennett Street School smells like a wood shop, and if you look around, you'll see an array of tuning hammers, tuning forks, tuning levers, and...
We have a bunch of iPods and iPads, and those iPods and iPads also contain apps that allow you to do piano tuning.
Well, that's where I want to go next, because what I remember when I was growing up, and I am the son of classical pianists, and we would have the tuner come over, and he would have certainly not any apps.
Right. He'd have a tuning fork, and he would sound the tuning fork to his ear and tune A4, which is the A just above middle C, and then he would take off from there, tuning completely orally. We still teach students to do that. In fact, they have to pass all their exams orally, that is, by ear, because a computer is a computer and it's not always perfect. If you find that something's not sounding right, your ear should trump the computer.
Really? Your ear is better than the computer?
Definitely.
Why?
Because your ear can hear two tones at one time. The computer can only hear one tone at a time.
But in the field, how often are these tuners going to be actually using their ear to do their job as opposed to just the computer?
I say probably 95% of them within 5 years of graduation will have acquired an electronic tuning device. That's of our graduates. Out in the field, I would say 3/4 of the piano tuners, which number maybe 10,000 in the U.S., 3/4 of them are using some kind of an electronic device.
Well, then let's talk about the advantages of the electronic device. What does that do that you can't do the old-fashioned way?
The electronic device has a visual display. So you're not just relying on your ear anymore. It's your ear and your eye.
To demonstrate, Debbie Sear picks up an iPad, types in a password, opens up the CyberTuner app, one of many apps out there for piano tuning. It's got a spinner in the center, and she starts tuning.
Okay, as you can see, each note in this area of the piano has three strings.
And just to explain to people, because they can't see that here, every time you press down a key on the piano, the hammer actually hits three different strings on the piano.
That's right, and those three strings should sound exactly the same. So if I take one string and sound it, and we look at the electronic device, the spinner is spinning to the left, which means it's a little bit flat. Now it's spinning right, a little bit sharp. And there you have it. It's in tune.
You've adjusted it, and the spinner is right there in the center.
That's right.
But watching Debbie Sear, you can tell she doesn't need the spinner. In fact, while tuning, her eyes often gaze into the distance as she listens rather than focusing on the iPad.
Similar to a painter who's in a pasture and sees 17 different shades of green and 3 shades of blue in the sky and 3 shades of white for the cloud, a painter has learned to see those different shades. Learning to tune a piano is similar to that in that you're learning to hear sounds that are there, but we've never been taught to hear. And so we hear the actual beats that are happening from 2 sound waves that are not oscillating together. So I can hear that. I'm going to make it worse here so that you can hear it also. That's the beating that's happening that's not supposed to be there. And there you have it. Almost.
If they're perfectly in sync, it almost sounds more linear.
That's exactly right. And that's what we tell the students. It sounds like there's nothing happening.
That there's no wave going on.
That's exactly right. No wave going on.
So how long does it take to tune a piano the digital way versus the analog way?
Tuning it digitally does not increase the speed.
Really?
A seasoned piano tuner takes about 1 hour to 1.5 hours to tune a piano, whether it's oral or electronically. The big plus to the electronic is that it takes a load off of your brain, especially if you're tuning 3 or 4 or 5 pianos in one day. Also, when you're tuning orally, your hand is stretched because you're playing octaves a lot, and a lot of people end up with tendonitis or carpal tunnel arm problems, muscle problems. When you're tuning with an electronic tuner, you're tuning 1 note at a time. There's no stretching of the hand.
All that said, which do you prefer? You like doing it the digital way?
Personally, when I'm out in the field tuning my customers' pianos, I use the electronic machine. But I'm always using my ear. I use a combination. I will tune 1 string with the machine and tune the other 2 strings with my ear.
How is the business of piano tuning right now?
Actually, very good. There's a demand for piano technicians, and unfortunately, that's because more of them are dying off. The average age of piano technicians is 55 to 60 years old, and more are dying off or retiring than new ones are coming in.
Why did you decide to get into this back when you did?
I was a piano teacher and was always fascinated when the piano tuner came by and how he just did what he did. It seemed like magic, and I just wanted to get into it.